们先来读中文，预备，请。
所以弟兄们，
我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Romans chapter 12:1-2. So therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And this is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
预备，请。我凭着所赐我的恩，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用途。
Verse 3-4, For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with a sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray together.
天父上帝，谢谢你。
Heavenly God, we want to thank you.
我们奉耶稣基督的名在这里敬拜。
We worship you because of your name.
你按着你的应许与我们同在。
And you promised that you'll be with us.
圣灵运行在我们当中。
And Holy Spirit is among us.
也在我们心里面。
It's also drawing our hearts.
让神的爱充满在我们心里。
So your love will complete filling our hearts.
让你的话语来教导我们。
And your words will teach us.
成为我们生活的准则。
And become the principle of our living life.
继续与我们同在。
Continue to be with us.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
罗马书是保罗所写的书信里面很重要的一封信。
And the book of Romans is an extremely important book in the Bible.
罗马书一第一章到十一章都是在讲教义真理。
And so the chapter 1-11 talk about the theology of the truth.
从罗马书十二章开始。
From the chapter 12.
他所谈论的就是怎么样把教义实践在生活当中。
And how can we be more practical living all those theology?
其实在保罗所写的书信里面。
In all his books.
几乎都有这种习惯的模式。
And there is a model we can follow.
先教导教义真理。
And so we start with your truth.
然后再教导怎么样把教义行在生活当中。
And then we can live those the truths in our life.
罗马书十二章一到八节就讲到基督徒如何学习在教会里面配搭侍奉。
And the verse 1-8 is teaching the Christian how can work together as one.
那第一、第二节呢？他讲到关于奉献的问题。
And so the verse 1-2 talk about offering yourself.
然后三到八节呢，就教导怎么样成为一个真正奉献的人。
And 3-8 talk about how can you live that to become a true offering.
那这样的人他在服事里面应该是什么样的态度
？And how kind of attitude you should have?
我们从这八节的经文，我们可以看到保罗提到三个原则。
And so there are four, those are eight verses. We see three principles.
第一个在第一节跟第二节，他讲到是一个完全奉献的一个侍奉。
And so the verse 1-2 talk about complete offer yourself.
第一节说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是上帝所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉。乃是理所当然的。
So therefore, I urge you, brother and sister, in view of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
这一节所讲的是我们这个人要完全的献上自己。
And it talks about you complete offer yourself.
包括献上我们的时间跟我们的恩赐。
Including your time and your gifts.
然后第二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们查验什么是善良，是上帝善良、纯全、
可喜悦的旨意。
And verse 2 talk about do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Then you'll be able to test, approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
啊，这一节就讲到我们要奉献我们的心智。
And here talk about you offer your heart.
啊，所以呢，第二节，这两节经文呢，就讲到什么叫做完全的奉献。
So those two verses talk about what's a complete offering.
完全奉献会带来一个结果，就是叫我们能够明白神的旨意。
When you do that, that will help us understand what's God's will.
那完全奉献其实是基督徒啊灵性生活的开始。
And so when you're willing to offer yourself, is the beginning of your spiritual life.
理论上应该是我们得救的时候就要开始这样做。
Theoretically, is you supposed to do that when you became a Christian?
不是我们、啊、信了耶稣一段年日之后热心到一个程度才完全的奉献。
Not you only after you became Christian for a while, then you start offering yourself.
那真正的奉献是要追求明白主的旨意。
And the true offering is first start with understand God's will.
每天练习在生活在服事上愿意照着主的心意。
And follow God's heart to do in your life and in your service.
如果我们、在讲奉献
When we talk about offering,
如果自己想要做什么就做什么
But we do whatever we want to
那 这不是真正的奉献
This is not true offering
这还是在以自我为中心里面
And that's your、still self-centered
在旧约有一个例子
And in the Old Testament there's a good example、
当大卫做了全以色列的王之后
And when David became the king of Israel,
他计划将神的约柜运到耶路撒冷
He planned to move the ark to Jerusalem.
当大卫要运约柜的时候我们从撒母耳记下知道他是用牛车在运
And so when he planned to do that in the first Samuel, he talked about he wanted to use the cow's cart.
他可能是学腓力士人归还约柜的方式。
So he was imitate the Philip, Philistine, yeah, Philistine, the model to do that.
啊，这个记载在撒母耳记上六章一到七节。
So that's a record of First Samuel, the chapter 6, 10 to 13.
那里呢就讲到腓力士人以前曾经把上帝的约柜掳到他们的地方去。
And so they have to capture the God's ark into their own place.
结果呢一些灾难发生在他们当中。
The many disasters happen among them.
或者他们知道说原来是这个耶和华上帝在惩罚他们。
They know that God has punished them for that reason.
他们就知道不应该把约柜掳到他们自己的地方。
So they knew that they should not capture or keep the ark.
所以他们就想办法要把约柜还给以色列人。
So they were thinking about how to return the ark back to Israel.
结果呢，他们就用牛车，然后把它运回去。
So they have used a cart to try to move back.
这是大卫他要运约柜之前所发生的事情。
And this is what happened what before David.Move the cart, the ark.
所以大卫想要运约柜到耶路撒冷呢，他想到的就是啊，之前腓力士人是这样做。
And so he thought about Philistine and doing that before.
那他觉得就应该这样做。
And so he thought he should do the same way.
结果在运的过程呢，就出了事情了。
In the process, something happened.
就当这个牛车啊，在六到七节这里，我来读，到了拿更的禾场，因为牛。施前蹄乌撒就伸手扶住神的约柜神耶和华向乌撒发怒因为这错误击杀他他就死在神的约柜旁
So then we came to the threshold floor of Nacon Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled the Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act
我们看到牛车运约柜的时候因为、路不平所以快要倒下来
And so the road was not very smooth, so the ark almost fell.
乌撒看到这情况，赶快用手去把这个约柜扶着。
And Uzza, the intent is try to make sure that stable the ark.
他的用意是好的。
The intent was good.
但是不合神的心意。
But not according to God's heart.
结局就是乌撒当场被击杀。
And God struck him.
大卫要负这件事情的责任。
And David have to be responsible for this.
他没有注意到要怎么样运约柜才是合上帝的心意。
He did not follow what God's will to move the ark.
你们知道约柜应该要怎么运吗？
So how should they move the ark?
约柜是要用杠抬的。
And it's supposed you have to carry it.
所以大卫这个错误就是他觉得啊，我这样做就这样，我认为这样就这样。
And David's mistake is that he thought what needed to be done.
好，结果呢，他不敢把约柜运到耶路撒冷。
So consequently, he did not want to move the ark to Jerusalem.
就把它寄放在一个人叫厄别以东的家。
So they actually place it somewhere else.
后来隔了一段时间。
After a while,
就有人来告诉大卫。
And so someone came to talk to David.
他说，因为约柜在厄别以东的家，所以上帝就赐福这个家族。
And God has really blessed the Obed-Edom and really blessed them.
所以大卫就想，我要赶快再把约柜运回耶路撒冷。
So David want to move that back to Jerusalem.
大卫有一个好处。
And David has something he's very good.
我们来看看大卫他一生他一辈子所做的事。
Look at his life, the things he have done.
他曾经犯过非常严重的罪。
He have committed many, many serious things.
但是当然他也很深刻的悔改。
But also he confessed to God.
但是他犯了很严重的罪。
When he confessed those, commit those serious sins.
他抢人家的太太。
He actually, committed adultery.
他谋杀这个他的丈夫。
And murder the person's, husband.
所以他能够抢到这个八十八。
So then he married Bathsheba.
当然，他为这个事情很深刻的悔改，认罪悔改。
Even though he has confessed, he knew he would do wrong.
但是我们读圣经，我们知道那个犯罪的结果还是继续延续。
But then we know the consequence of the sin has continued.
那当然，上帝已经赦免他的罪了。
Of course, God has really forgiven him.
但是圣经的结论对大卫怎么描述
？But then, what is the conclusion of David according to the Bible?
他说上啊，大卫是合神心意的人。
David followed God's heart.
他在哪里合神的心意
？In where that he followed God's heart?
第一个，当然他犯罪了，他会认罪悔改。
First of all, when he committed sin, he will confess.
啊，我们大家也都会嘛，哈。
Well, we will do the same thing.
但是他另外有一个好处。
But another thing he's very good at.
他看到有属灵的好处，他就要。
When he sees the spiritual goods, he wanted to.
有从上帝来的赐福，他就要。
And anything the blessing from God, he wanted.
所以他当他听到厄别以东的家被上帝赐福之后
，So when he heard that God has blessed the Obed-Edom,
他就想办法要第二次把约柜运回耶路撒冷。
So he want to move the ark back to Jerusalem the second time.
这一次他学到教训了。
But he learned his lesson.
他更正啊，上一次的错误。
He correct his mistake.
所以他就找用把约柜用抬的抬到耶路撒冷。
So he actually finally carried the ark back to Jerusalem.
所以真正的奉献是以上帝为中心。
So what is true commitment offering to God is that center God's heart.
不是我觉得应该怎么样就怎么样。
Not according to our will.
真正的奉献是把自己完全献在神的面前。
And true offering is offer ourselves to God.
认定我的生活是完全要属于主。
And all my life belong to God.
我要完全的把自己交托在神的手中。
And put our life to God.
另外，真正的奉献还有一个很重要的点。
And there's a very important part of offer yourself.
就是我们做事情或者说服事的动机是不是单纯。
And so we have to examine whether the motivation of serving is pure.
我们的动机会影响我们服事的态度。
Our motivation will change the way how we serve.
所以真正的奉献乃是在侍奉跟生活里面。
And true offering is the manifest in our lives.
愿意照着上帝的意思，不是照我的意思。
According to God's will, not our will.
常常透过祷告
and through prayers,
寻求上帝的旨意
and seek God's heart.
当然这是一个我们一生要学习要练习的过程。
Of course, this is our lively lesson that we need to do.
这就好像我们在跟上帝培养默契。
And is that we build up this mutual understanding?
可能刚信主的时候对上帝的感动不太熟悉。
And so in the beginning, we might not be familiar God's move.
但是当越亲近神越读神的话语就跟神越认识他。
And when we read his words and prayer, we start to know him more and more.
这就好像夫妻哈。
And just like a couple.
他们刚结婚的时候可能彼此默契还不是很好。
And when just get married, maybe they might not know each other very well.
可是慢慢夫妻生活五年十年之后那个默契就越来越知道了。
After 5 to 10 years, they know each other much better.
比如说这个先生在social 的场合讲错话了。
And so if, for example, the husband says something wrong in a social gathering.
刚结婚的时候可能要太太从桌子底下踢他。
So at the very beginning of the marriage, the wife might kick him under the table.
才知道说、哦、我讲错话了。
Oh, then the husband realized I said something wrong.
结婚五年十年之后。
After 5 to 10 years.
当太太一个眼神。
And maybe it's just a glance of a wife.
这个先生就知道、哦、我又说错话了。
And the husband said, oh, I said something wrong.
这就是默契。
And this is how you mutual understanding.
这个我们跟神的关系也是这样慢慢在建立。
And our relationship between us and God is similar.
当我们愿意照着神的心意去生活跟服事的时候。
And when we're willing to live according to his will.
当我们愿意随时都以上帝为中心的时候。
And we always follow him and that he is the center of our life.
我们跟神的默契就越来越有默契
And that mutual understanding is getting better and better.
所以我们做任何事情就能够很容易的知道上帝的想法是什么
So everything we do, we will know what God's thinking.
所以保罗在这段经文里面讲到第一个释放的原则就是要把自己完全的献给神
So the first principle Paul talked about is that you need to offer your body as a sacrifice.
保罗在这里讲到教会侍奉第二个原则是存心谦卑
And the second one is humble your heart
在这段圣经里面信心出现两次
Here talk about faith twice
在12:3跟12:6
And so it's in verse 3 and verse 6
这里的信心从上下文来看
So if you look from the beginning to the end
这个信心不是指因信称义得救的信心
It's not justified to faith
因为在第六到第八节讲到恩赐的使用
And so the, from verse 6 to 8 talk about how you use your gifts
所以这里的信心是指我们因信称义得救之后
After we became a Christian
在生活工作服事里面的信心
Is that faith that live that in our lives and also in service
就直到我们在生活中操练谦卑顺服
And continue to practice how we can humble in God.
在操练的时候，我们需要的信心。
And this is what we need.
每一个人都照着信心的大小认识自己，并且参与服事。
And so the prophet said is according with our own faith.
保罗在这里指出，在教会的肢体生活跟团队的服事上面。
And so when God talk about how we can work with each other.
有一个很重要的原则。
And there's one very important principle.
就是看在信心里面看自己合乎中道。
And so look at ourselves is that we're doing things just right.
什么叫做看得合乎中道
？So how we can according to faith?
就是很客观的、很实际的认识自己。
And so it's very objective to try to know ourselves.
靠着耶稣基督除去自我中心。
And so if we rely on God to get our self-centeredness.
不要把自己看得太高
So we are not that important
也不要把自己看得太低
And we're not lower ourselves either
看得太高会让我们骄傲自高自大
And so when we elevate ourselves that will be very prideful
看得太低会让我们自暴自弃
And if we have a very low self-esteem sometimes we easily give up
不敢或者说不愿意参与服事
And so we were not daring actually to participate in service
合乎中道还有另外一个意义。
And so when you said according with the faith has another meaning.
就是上帝呼召我要在哪个方面我可以服事。
And God called us and asked us where can you serve.
每一个人恩赐都不一样。
We have all different gifts.
保罗的目的是要我们存谦卑的心。
And the most important thing, the pause, serve with a humble heart.
思想上帝对我们个人在这个教会的团体有什么呼召
？And what God has called us in this church community.
然后在这个过程里面
，And during this process.
建立一个以上帝为中心的服事。
And so everything we do, the God's in center.
那其中不管在什么状况底下，最优先学习的就是谦卑。
The priority is to humble yourself.
因为骄傲是我们这一生最大的敌人。
And the biggest enemy is our pride.
有时候我们会觉得说我这一阵子很谦卑。
And sometimes you say, oh, I've been pretty humble lately.
有人说那谦卑已经离开你了。
So actually, humble really love you.
在美国有一个团契。
And in United States, there's a very famous fellowship.
叫做美国监狱团契。
It's called American Prison Fellowship Ministry.
创办人叫做 Chuck Colson.
The founder is Chuck Colson.
这个 Chuck Colson 呢，本来是尼克森总统的高级顾问。
And so he was at President Nixon's White House counsel.
因为水门事件被关在监狱里面十多年。
Because of the Watergate that he was prison several years.
他在监狱里面七个多月之后。
After 7 months in prison.
他信耶稣了，他受洗了。
He became a Christian and was baptized.
所以呢，在1976年，他就成立监狱团契。
So in 1976, he started the prison fellowship.
去服侍在监狱的受刑人，还有离开监狱的更生人跟他的家庭。
And he started serving the prisoners, and then the people who even got out of prison.
到现在已经影响全世界100多个国家。
And so actually already affect more than 100 countries.
成立类似的事工。
And they all start similar ministries.
因为他越来越有名气。
Because he became more and more famous.
里面就开始骄傲起来了。
And so actually he started having a very prideful heart.
有一次太太邀他去看电影。
And one time wife invited him to go to see to a movie.
他实在不想去哦，因为不喜欢在公共场合出现被人家认出来。
And he didn't really want to go. He didn't want to be recognized in the public places.
因为被认出来可能就有一些困扰。
And so you kind of bother him.
太太就跟他打赌。
And the wife actually had said, let's have a bet.
说我们去看电影，然后看是不是真的会被人家认出来。
So let's go to see a movie, see people really recognize you.
当他们走进戏院的时候。
And when they walk to the theater.
哇，大家开始鼓掌。
And people start applauding.
他就问旁边的人。
He asked people next to him.
你认识我吗
？Do you know me？
我不认识你。
No, I don't know you.
为什么我进来你们鼓掌
？Why you guys applaud？
因为戏院的经理说要超过十个人才要开始放电影。
Because the movie theater manager said we have to have 10 people in order to start a movie, and you are the 10th person.
所以当一个人越来越成功的时候
，When people become very successful.
当我们服侍主或做一些事情很成功的时候
，And we will look very successful when we serve.
要小心。
You have to be really watch out.
很容易就落入骄傲里面。
We will fall into the pridefulness.
可能慢慢觉得我是一个不错的人。
And you think about you're better than others.
所以我们服侍上帝不要自高自大。
And do not serve God with a prideful heart.
也不要自卑。
And do not lower yourself either.
谦卑不是自卑。
Humble is not like really lower yourself.
谦卑是尊重上帝的主权。
And it's the honor God's heart.
愿意顺服上帝的旨意。
And willing to follow His will.
上帝使用我们每一个人有不同的个性特质。
And God has used us even though we have different personalities.
我们每一个人也有不同的恩赐。
And we all have different gifts.
别人有的我不一定有。
And some people have it, I might not have.
我有的别人不一定有。
What I have, other people might not have.
所以我们不用跟别人比较。
Never need to compare.
也不要把服事分高低价值。
And service, there's nothing is more important or less important.
每一个侍奉的人。
Every service, every person who serve.
每一项服事在上帝都看为重要。
And is valued by God.
不管你只是发周报。
And whether you're just sharing the bulletin.
或是你站在台上讲道。
Or you're preaching.
或是你站在台上带敬拜
or lead the worship.
这些上帝都看为一样重要。
And in God's eye, they are equally important.
我们在上帝面前都要领受一样的称赞跟赏赐。
And so we need to receive the compliment from God.
但是我们需要在信心里面
But in our faith,
存着谦卑的心来服侍
And with a humble heart to serve.
保罗在这段里面、啊、圣经里面提到教会侍奉第三个原则是肢体配搭
So the third principle talks about serving together as one body.
教会是一个属神的一个新的团体
And so church is a new group from God.
耶稣基督为他所信的人建立一个在组织上的一个联合关系。
And so God will bring those people together.
就如同人的身体、啊、肢体，我们里面的各种肢体的关系一样。
And so like a different parts of the body.
信耶稣的人是被主呼召要来学习合一。
And so we are all called to come to God to be unified.
成为一个新的团体。
And become a new body.
啊、保罗每一次论到教会跟属灵恩赐运用的时候
So every time Paul talk about church and how we、serve together
他都用人的身体来做比喻
He used the illustration as the body of Christ
他是为了强调这个肢体的合一的特质
And it's very important that how can unify together
这个就包含两个方面
And there are two areas that we need to pay attention to
第一个神要求我们要顺服
First is obedience
团队服事肢体之间的合一的条件是愿意大家都对耶稣基督顺服
And is the first priority is every one of us are willing to obey God
第二个我们人要尽本分来学习合一
And the secondly is that according to what we have then to serve as one
团队服事肢体之间要合一
And the team has to be unified
必须肢体之间愿意彼此顺服
And the body between the other parts of body willing to submit to each other
若想要达到这个目标
In order to achieve this
我们每一个人就应当以耶稣基督为心
And we all need to that have the same mindset as Jesus Christ
保罗在腓立比书二章三到五节这样讲
So Philippians chapter 2, 3 to 5
凡事不可结党不可贪图虚浮的荣耀只要存心谦卑个人看别人比自己强个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾别人的事你们当以基督耶稣的心为心
Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit Rather in humility value others above yourself Not looking to your own interest But each of you to the interest of the others In your relationship with one another Have the same mindset as Christ Jesus
所以当我们每一个人都愿意顺服耶稣基督
So we all need to submit ourselves to Jesus
然后我们愿意在团体里面练习合一
And we really practice that how we have a one man's mindset
那我们肢体之间的合作合一就有可能达到
So we can be unified as a group
所以保罗在、罗马书十二章四到八节
So in Romans the, chapter 12, 4 to 8
他在这里说明基督徒个人每一个人在主面前领受不同的恩赐
We all receive different gifts
我们每一个人应该照着主的吩咐来做
We need to use our gift to follow what God wants us to do
我们忠心于自己的职分
And we've been, faithful to our being called for
每一个人专心自己该做的本分
We focus on what we need to do
为神托付我的责任我忠心
and always being faithful
不嫉妒攻击别人
and do not be jealous or conceit and try to attack others
不要因为别人得到称赞而心怀不平
and so other people receive a compliment and you feel horrible about it
在我们彼此不相同当中
and among our differences
我们练习合一
and we practice how we can be unified
这是上帝的方法
And this is God's way
上帝刻意把我们很多不同不一样的人放在一起
God purposely put the people are so different different background together
他要看我们怎么样在里面练习合一
And he's watching us how we can practice that
特别当教会里面有冲突或者说团体里面有冲突的时候
Especially when we have a conflict in the group
上帝要看我们这个人怎么去面对冲突
God's watching us how each one of us how we're facing that challenges
我们是坚持己见
Do we insist what we are right
还是愿意听听别人的想法
Are we willing to listen to others
然后透过很多的沟通
And through a lot of communications
我们能够练习试着 达到合一。
And we can practice try to be unified.
如果在过程里面一直坚持自己的意见，
In the process, if you always think you're right,
那就很难在团体里面有合一。
It's very hard to achieve unity.
所以这是上帝的方法。
And this is God's way.
那就是把我们不同的人放在一起。
And bring all the different people together.
不同人就是会有摩擦冲突。
And because we have found different background, we will have a conflict.
这是很自然的事情。
It's natural.
那这是上帝的智慧。
But that is God's wisdom.
所以他让我们在彼此不相同当中操练合一。
And in all the difference, we can practice unity.
在过程里面互相合作，互相鼓励。
And in the process that we work together, we encourage each other.
还有互相体谅。
And continue to consider each other.
才能够带出美好的侍奉。
And we can bring a beautiful service.
有一个叙利亚人哦，移民到美国。
And there's a Syrian immigrant to the United States.
他名字叫哈姆威。
And his name is Ernest Hemingway.
他是一个做糕饼的小摊贩。
And he is had a little vendor that making waffles.
在1904年的夏天。
And in 1904.
在St. Louis 举行世界博览会。
And St. Louis World's Fair.
那这个博览会是因为美国从法国买下 Louisiana.
And so is the United States bought that from France, Louisiana.
所以那个叫做 Louisiana Purchase Exposition.
所、so, 以是世界博览会。
哎，住在圣路易的这个汉姆威知道这个消息。
And when Ernest Hemingway heard about this,
他就把他的糕饼做糕饼的工具呢，搬到博览会的地点。
So he bring all the tool to make waffle to the World's Fair.
在会场 外面呢卖薄饼。
And start selling the waffles.
那一开始呢，生意不太好。
In the beginning, business was not good.
他旁边有一个卖冰淇淋的。
And there's another person that was selling ice cream.
生意好得不得了。
The business was so good.
因为夏天嘛。
Because it was summer.
他就看到这个卖冰淇淋 的小摊贩。
He'll see that little vendor.
他装冰淇淋的小碟子呢快要用完了。
And he almost finished the dishes for the ice cream.
然后还 很多人排队要买冰淇淋。
And people still lined up for the ice cream.
这个卖冰淇淋是就不知道怎么办。
So the ice cream vendor didn't know what to do.
旁边的汉姆威看到了。
So Hemingway saw that.
他就有一个想法。
He had an idea.
他把自己做的那个薄饼卷成那个圆筒圆锥形的。
So he made the waffle to make a round.
然后呢，拿给那个卖冰淇淋说，哎，这个可以用来装冰淇淋。
So why don't you put the ice cream in the cone?
那这个卖冰淇淋就非常高兴，有容器可以装冰淇淋。
The ice cream vendor was very happy that he has container to for the ice cream.
这个清凉的冰淇淋加上味道香浓的这个薄饼 corn,
the cold ice cream with this smelling good waffles, waffle cone.
这样一个新鲜的组合，很快的通通卖光了。
The fresh combination quickly sold out.
啊，从那时候开始，这个 ice cream cone 开始流行。
And since then, ice cream cone become very, very popular.
就因为当时两个人看到彼此的需要。
Because they saw the needs for each other.
他们愿意彼此合作。
And they were willing to work together.
就有这样一个奇妙的发明。
And there's an amazing discovery.
其实在我们教会的团体里面也一样。
And it's the same in our church.
在我们整个团体里面，每一个人有不同的特长。
We all have our strength.
只要我们愿意彼此帮补。
And we are willing to complement each other.
我们才能够发挥最大的力量。
And then we can potential our strength.
在教会里面的服事
and in our service,
我们因为肢体互相合作
we work together as the body of Christ.
我相信我们能够带出美好的侍奉
we can bring a beautiful service,
然后能够荣耀神
and glorify God,
帮助人
and help others.
所以在教会的侍奉里面除了心里火热之外
and even though we have zealous in the church,
我们要完全的献上自己
the most important is offer yourself.
还要学习，不要把自己看得太高，也不要看得太低。
And do not think you elevate yourself or too low.
存心谦卑，互相合作。
Humble yourself and work together.
然后互相鼓励。
And encourage each other.
这是上帝所喜悦的侍奉的方式。
And this is something we're pleasing God.
因为话说回来啊。
And so, in another way.
三位一体的上帝，圣父、圣子、圣灵，其实就这样的一个和谐的彼此配搭。
Trinity is such a harmony. Together.
所以这是三位一体的合一，是我们在教会里面 学习合一的一个榜样。
And this is our model to learn how to be unified together.
我们一起来祷告。
And let's pray.
主，谢谢你。
Dear Father, we want to thank you.
你把我们各种不同的人
，You have bring each one of us.
不同的想法，不同的背景
，Different background, different thinking.
把我们摆在一起
，And we bring us together.
让我们在相处的过程里面
，So when we learned how to get along with each other,
学习谦卑
，And learn how to be humble ourselves.
也学习互相鼓励
，And encourage each other.
互相帮助
，And help each other.
在这个过程里面，我们每一个人都愿意顺服耶稣基督。
In this process, we're willing to submit to you.
让我们整个团体，
让我们 whole group
能够带出耶稣基督的爱
，and can bring out the love of Christ.
让教会外面的人进到我们当中
，when people outside come to our church.
也看到我们这样的彼此相爱
，and see how we love each other.
就认出我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
They recognize we're disciple of Jesus Christ.
他就羡慕能够跟我们在一起。
They want to be with us.
羡慕成为我们其中的一份子。
They want to be part of us.
求主帮助我们。
God help us.
你知道我们活在肉体是软弱的。
You know we have the flesh that are weakened.
求你圣灵常常充满我们。
Holy Spirit continue to fulfill us.
让我们真的照着圣经的教导去行。
According to the Bible that we can practice in our life.
我们这样祷告奉耶稣的名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.